This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. On the second leg of his two-nation visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Vienna yesterday on a two-day visit to Austria. He was given a warm welcome from members of the Indian community upon his arrival. Prime Minister Modi arrived in Austria from Moscow after a two-day visit to Russia, where he held the 22nd India-Russia Annual Summit with President Putin. It is the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Austria in 41 years. Mr. Modi will call on Austrian President Alexander Van der Bellen and hold talks with the Chancellor of Austria, Karl Nehammer, today. Prime Minister Modi and Austrian Chancellor will also address business leaders from India and Austria. Mr. Modi will also interact with members of the Indian community in Vienna. Last night, Mr. Modi attended a dinner hosted by the Austrian Chancellor. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi thanked Chancellor Nehammer for the warm welcome. Mr. Modi said he's looking forward to their discussions today. PM Modi said the two nations will continue working together to further global good. Foreign Secretary Vinay Kavatra says Russia has agreed to India's demand to ensure early release and return to home of Indian nationals working in the Russian military as support staff. Mr. Modi raised the issue during his informal talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin over dinner at the Russian leader's dacha or country home. Foreign Secretary said the two sides will work on how expeditiously the Indians can be brought back home. Mr. Kavatra said India anticipated the number of its nationals serving in the Russian military to be roughly between 35 to 50, out of which 10 were already brought back. Voting is underway for by-polls to 13 assembly seats spread over 7 states. Voting is taking place for Raiganj, Ranaghat Dakshin, Bagda and Maniktala in West Bengal, Dehra, Hamirpur and Nalagarh in Himachal Pradesh, and Badrinath and Mangalore in Uttarakhand. Voting is also taking place for Rupauli in Bihar, Amarwara in Madhya Pradesh, Vikrawandi in Tamil Nadu and Jalandhar West in Punjab. Counting will be held on Saturday. In Himachal Pradesh, voting began at 7 in the morning. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 18 people were killed and 19 injured when a double-decker bus rammed into a milk tanker on the Lucknow-Agra expressway near Bangarmau in Unnao district this morning. The bus was travelling from Sitamarhi in Bihar to Delhi. The impact of the collision was so huge that the bus was almost pulverized and people were flung out of the vehicle. Police and other emergency personnel rushed to the site to extricate victims and transport the injured to hospitals. UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has expressed his grief over the accident and directed officials to ensure proper treatment to the injured. Flood situation is worsening day by day in the Terai region of Uttar Pradesh. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, along with Union Minister Jitendra Prasad, will visit Pilibhit and Lakhimpur Khiri districts of the region, which are most affected by the flood fury. After conducting the aerial survey, he is also scheduled to visit the flood victims and review the rescue and relief operation going on in these areas. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over northeast and adjoining East India during next 2 to 3 days. The IMD said that these conditions will be present over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim till tomorrow, and over Assam, Meghalaya, Odisha, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till the 13th of this month. And the International Cricket Council has announced Indian pace bowler Jasprit Bumrah as the ICC Men's Player of the Month for June 2024 yesterday. Recently, Jasprit Bumrah's stellar bowling performance had helped Indian men's cricket team in lifting the ICC T20 World Cup. On the other hand, ICC also announced Indian women's team vice-captain Smriti Mandhana as the ICC Women's Player of the Month for June. And in cricket, Indian men's team will lock horns with Zimbabwe in the third T20 match of the series at Harare Sports Club this evening. Both the teams have won one match in the 5-match series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.